is everything. So we minister the same one to another. I mean, as God has given us all things, and it doesn't mean he just gives us, oh, you know, I need a car, and he gives it to you. No, no. What I mean is he gives you all things pertaining to salvation. So we ought to give to the brethren all things pertaining to life that we can give. I mean, to save their lives. Being good stewards. Stewards is oikonomos, distributors. House distributorship, house law. It's the same word, oikonomia. They make a big deal about dispensation, but that's what it is. It is as good dispensers of the manifold grace of God. Manifold always means, you know, various. It has various in character. I mean, because the grace of God comes to you in all different ways. It comes, you know, sometimes it's the grace of God is something that comes kind of makes things hard and to form something in us that's good. Or it can come to relieve us. It can come, you know, in wisdom, or sometimes it comes in trials and so on and so forth. I mean, God's grace is given to us that we might become his sons. We might partake of the divine nature. It is not given merely as a, you know, like we were to treat him as some sort of genie who was going to fulfill all our desires, but rather it comes to do his work. It comes to give us those things which are needful that we may be the inheritors of eternal life. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Oracles is logia. I don't know why they don't translate this word. Or, well, it's the thing said, you know. That word, logos, the things said by God, the word of God, if, you know, meaning speak the way the word of God speaks. Speak the same things the word of God speaks. That's why, to me, it's like I don't get involved in a lot of foolish questions that gender strife and minister questions rather than grace to the hearers. I want to minister the grace that will allow you to take hold of eternal life. And also to gain the blessing of God that we could fulfill all the works which God has set before us that we are to fulfill. Not in order to gain his favor, but because of his favor. Because of the favor of God. I mean, look at. I mean, I consider this the favor. Let's say you're one of those people who wants to do something great for God. Well, the grace of God would come to you so that you could do something great. And it's something, and then that would be something you would have to fulfill. And not that you would have much of a say in it per se, meaning it's God who decides these things, but it would have to be, you would find, it would be performed through you. And you would find yourself in it, working it with him by his spirit, which is in you. You know what I mean? People think, they want to give God the credit, but they realize it's like, well, I was doing a lot of the work. Well, again, you know, the Lord makes the sun to come up. How does he do that? You know, the earth turns for him. Again, all things work for him. And they are by him and through him. And the works that I do, the only reason I can do it is because it was given to me to do. And because I have the power in me, by the grace of God, to do those works. All our works are wrought in him. So, if any man minister, if you have things to say, let it be as the word of God. If you have ministering, let it be according to the ability that God giveth. To whom be praise and dominion. Verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing had happened to you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now if you suffer as a, you think you suffer as a Christian, it's like, well, I suffered. They say, hey, you're a Christian. But again, let it not be because you're a Christian and you've done wickedly. Let it not be because, you know, you call yourself a Christian and do not fulfill the work, the image of Christ. To suffer as a Christian is to suffer as he suffered. Because Christian, again, as I like to point out, means to be a little Christ. And that's what the saints at Antioch were called. First, they were called their Christians. Like Acts 11, 26. You know, it came to pass for a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. It is a lofty title, Christos. It means of Christ. It means we are of Christ. Many shall come in my name. I am a Christian, saying I am Christ. I'm a Christian because I believe Jesus is the Christ. But to truly suffer as a Christian is not just because of the name on you. Though people, you know, that could be the reason why you're suffering, you know, and it could be righteous. But we do not want to suffer. He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, unless you're suffering as a murderer, a thief, or an evildoer, or a busybody. Suffering for those things. Let it not be. And he says, don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. You know, the fire of persecution.